So all that was great. And Polydor was interested, and Phillips was interested.
Okay, those are big, you know, Mercury, Phillips, Polydor. Yeah. I know, yeah, English labels, so, European countries. Yeah,
all
of
a sudden, I'm in demand, and right about the time that I hear these people are wanting to come up and hear me and all this kind of thing, I have a terrible wreck. I'm eventually sent to Chelsea Naval Hospital to be put back together. And my father discovers, to his amazement, I guess, that he might be able to make money off me because, hey,
his kid can kind of is a kind of performer that could deliver.
Yeah. And so he put me in his movie. But I was limping. I was in terrible shape. And so this thing on the Charles, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the flood
happened.
Which we
can see on
YouTube.
It's a beautiful color clip.
Well, the thing is that there were only a couple of reels left of the movie, and they were old and they were discolored.
But it was well shot. It was a daytime shoot.
It looked great. But the point is, I saw that's all there was. That's all there was. It's the only thing I have of me performing on film or anything. So just for the sake of all the people who knew and loved me, and there's probably at least three or four of them, I put it up on YouTube. Now, I didn't put it up because I thought it was going to be a hit. It was just part of, by the way, I did this.
Right.
And the first thing that happened that blew me away, it was totally unexpected. A guy I'd never heard of, Tim Perlick, I think is his name.
He's from Canada.
Yeah, he's a Canadian. And he saw that clip on YouTube, and he said the best rock video of 2017 or 2016, whatever year it was that one made 50 years earlier, meaning mine.
He's a friend of Gary P. Gold, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, the point is, so that was great. I thought that was wonderful.
But what's the connection
to
Morningstone?
UK company, a UK company calls up and wants to release those two
songs.
But
let me tell you something.
Record.
The stuff you're singing about, If I Didn't Love You Girl, and that rock and roll music then.
That's pop.
Okay, but does it have a connection to Morningstone or even writing Morningstone as a novel? I mean, do both things inform each other? Is it two separate worlds? Is it two columns in a Chinese restaurant?
No, they do inform each other, to my surprise. And
okay,
I say
this
that
is important.
Because when I was starting up the Travis Pike's Tea Party in Boston, I guess we'd been up and running a little bit. Yeah, we were. Anyway, I dreamt of a song. I woke up with a song in my head, ready to go, words, the whole works. And I had to, it was kind of weird and kind of strange. So I had to pick it out on the guitar, figure out what the changes were and everything. I did that. And then as soon as I did, I started writing down the chord changes and the music. And I couldn't remember the key word, the hook. So my two guys in the band were on the top floor. I went up to see them. I told them, here it is. It's something stone. And nobody could think of anything until the bass player said, well, what about Cherry Stone? I didn't realize we're talking about a clam. It just sounded good to me, right? It ended with stone. We did it. We played it in like the Unicorn Coffee House, and it was well received.
Where was the Unicorn Coffee House?
The Unicorn Coffee House, that was downtown Boston.
In Boston, right.
And that was a big deal. The same guy who owned the Unicorn owned the Psychedelic Supermarket where we were also
regularly. And by the way, we have discussed it before, but I will say it again because it's worth noting. And I'm very proud that I placed you in the 1967 book I did on the Summer of Love, because most of the documentation of the Summer of Love in other books or films, documentaries, they very rarely show the military veteran point of view. Mm-hmm. They very rarely show a non-drinker, non-drug user, you know, Mr. No Free Love Here guy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have balance to show.
I wasn't
show
down on free love.
Okay, but I'm just saying, were you married even that back
not
then?
Yet.
Okay, but still, people ask me, who is this guy? But you know what? You were playing music in the same venues as Ultimate Spinach and a lot of other people. I guess the fact that you weren't doing flavor of the month crazy psychedelic music, you understood verse, chorus, structured mm-hmm. tunes. You had an Alan J. Lerner vibe to you.
Yeah.
You didn't have long hair when everybody else had long hair.
Oh, I had pretty long
hair.
Well,
you had an Edwardian suit, too.
Yeah, well,
but my feeling is you didn't do the required drugs for access to people.
That, frankly, I know is part of it.
And I've lost a lot of things, which I'm happy for non-participation.
Me too.
And it's almost like being a Republican in Hollywood now. And by the way, only you could come up with a group called Tea Party. And two different people have said to me, is this guy active in politics? He used to be in a group called the Tea Party. Now, I know of the links to the Revolutionary War in Boston, yeah. 1776 okay. or whatever it was.
The Tea Party political movement
yes.
is like 30 years after my Tea Party in Boston. But, I mean,
okay, so how does it feel to have names, band monikers, music, vision, and even like in 1991, you almost had this three-picture deal with like Grumpus and Longren and Morningstone. There's a lot of close calls and things fall apart, and nobody's sitting here in the bummer tent. We're all very grateful. But
Motion
I have to say...
Pictures frequently do that.
Is it because you understood the music business a little bit, but more important, the picture business... meeting Frank Capra Jr. and some big studio heads that you knew there were no guarantees. So you were at least prepared for rejection or shit falling apart. Did that help you?
No. Let me tell you, I put together an incredible team. My incredible team got me a completion bond like overnight.
Well, I know some of the people that you had on your team won Oscars.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So somebody said, the proof of Travis's ability to do all this stuff is look at the team he can assemble who are all willing to come and
so
work
So then
with
what
him.
Was the reluctance of people? You showed up top to bottom with everything ready to rock.
Well, there wasn't reluctance. They kept saying, we got it, we're going to fund you. We got it, we're going to fund you. And then every damn deal they had fell through. One time, and I know what happened. I'm not allowed to talk about who was who because...
Confidentiality agreements.
Yeah. Anyway, they promised me funding for Morningstone for the UK. Everything was ready to go.
And
I
you
had
slept
the
over there,
bond.
Too.
Oh, I'd been over there.
Oh, no. I saw articles
else.
On you looking at locations yeah. and all that kind of stuff.
Anyway, so it's all set up. And then as we're getting pretty close to the start date, and I've got my team ready to assemble, and they've turned down work because they're working with me. Okay? I hate that this happened. And then I get the note from the funding company that, by the way, everybody has agreed that whoever they are who aren't me,
yes.
that I have to take on this other guy who's a known producer and everything as my executive producer, and the deal is done, give him a call. Okay, so they gave me the number, they gave me his name, I gave him a call, and he said he wanted to sue me because the money that I was suddenly being given had been promised to his production. And they thought that if I got him to executive produce mine, it would work and he wouldn't have any of it. And he was a player. So that didn't work. The next time it was the Japanese money. And there was this huge crash in the Japanese financial market because right. the banks started failing and everything.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready to go. I got everybody ready again. They're turning down work again because we're on our way. And boom, we're not. So these things will kill us.
Okay. I guess I could say the beauty of these unfinished dreams or partially done projects or master recordings or video endeavors have become DVDs. You're dealing with 50th anniversary reissues. You do end up getting these things out, albeit not the huge platform of humongous distribution, but along comes the internet and Amazon, mm-hmm. and you find yourself in a controlling interest ownership situation of multiple properties.
That's because I worked for so long on them.
I know, but the
I'm
thing,
old.
But no. But part of it was everybody else passed on these things,
and everybody else passed away. So that's
the well, yes.
You have been listening to the Otherworld Cottage Industries, Harvey Kubernick, Travis Edward Pike Interview, Part 3. Listeners and bloggers are encouraged to link to or download and share this interview with their friends and visitors with the understanding that this recording remains the property of Otherworld Cottage Industries and its content, including this permission notice, may not be edited, transcribed, or altered in any way. Your cooperation allows us to share this internet content free. Thank you.